Thanks very much for staying with us here on Press TV as we continue to take a closer look at the continuing Israeli aggression on the Gaza Strip. This now being the second week now, essentially, a 14th day of this continuing Israeli aggression on the Gaza Strip. Yesterday, of course, we saw the major massacre take place in the Shujaiya neighborhood. Today, of course, we've been seeing continuing airstrikes take place as well by the Israelis. The rumor is that an Israeli soldier has also been captured by the resistance fighters at this time. The Israeli soldiers themselves are also not paying a heavy price now that the ground incursion has begun, something that the resistance fighters had warned would happen if Israel were to take a ground incursion into effect. The aerial bombardments, as I said, have been continuing throughout the Gaza Strip. There is no safe neighborhood. The Al-Shifa Hospital, as we've been showing you images of earlier on as well, has been, of course, inundated with the sick and the injured, and is, of course, at its breaking point at this time as the medical services are quite stretched there. We're not going to bring in one of our first guests, Gideon Levy, who is a columnist with the Haaretz newspaper, and he's joining us now on the line from Tel Aviv. Mr. Levy, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. I wanted to get your thoughts as we're now entering this the second week of this Israeli aggression on Gaza.
Yeah, my hope is that this will come to its end as soon as possible, because it leads to nowhere except of bloodshed.
And are you then optimistic, Mr. Levy, that will happen? Because, you know, at this point, what we're hearing from the Netanyahu government is that they want to continue.
Yes, and unfortunately, the world stands still. And as long as the world will not intervene, it will continue. I hope that in the coming days, the world will become more involved, especially after what happened yesterday in Shazaya. And only international intervention will bring to a ceasefire.
All right, let's add another voice to this conversation as well. We're also joined by Mr. Hayan Haider, who is a political commentator, joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Haider, I wanted to ask you pretty much the same question as well. I know we spoke yesterday as well, but I wanted to ask you your feelings now that we've hit this two-week mark of this Israeli aggression.
Yes, good morning. Unfortunately, we have to count the weeks and we have to count the dead and wounded, but the main issue is not there. We should really hit at the main issue of this problem. And I'm not, I have to repeat, with calling this war on Gaza or war between the Israelis and Hamas. This is a war on Palestine and on Palestinians all over the place. Now it is concentrated on Gaza because there is heavy resistance over there. And I agree that we should see as soon as possible a ceasefire, but soon is not enough. We're in the second week and we've seen this in the years before. It extended over 3 weeks, 4 weeks, in Lebanon it went over for 33 days. And in fact, the world, what is called the international community, which I don't think represents the international community, but anyway, the governments of the so-called international community now are really busy in finding ways of to save the face of Mr. Netanyahu and his government and save whatever can be saved over there. Because if they have a truce now, if they have a ceasefire now, this means that the Israelis have achieved nothing but killing and made genocide and really war crimes all over the place. So they are trying to find a way out. And even the Arabs, of course, are not helping at all in this, and headed by the Egyptians. You know. We all understand that the Egyptians have got what they call an inside enemy with the Muslim Brotherhood, but we cannot look at Hamas as an extension of the Muslim Brotherhood. This is a Palestinian people on the Palestinian land, and I repeat, the borders should be open between all the Arab countries and Palestine, not only the passages here and there like Rafah or the others. So unfortunately, we are in for another round of killing and massacres and destruction. And the world, unfortunately, is not reacting enough. We've seen some small reaction yesterday from Mr. Obama, and we've heard that Mr. John Kerry on NBC thought he was off the online call, and he said, "What an exact campaign!" And it seems he was promised by the Israelis that this will be a very short and surgical war, you know, in medical terms over there. And there, the Israelis started by saying that they are going in with zero casualties and with a technical, highly technical army, and etc. And they found out that it's not as easily said as talked.
Mr. Haider, I wanted to stop you there. I want to put that question, that last point you made to Mr. Levy as well. Mr. Levy, you know, as Mr. Haider there mentioned, you know, of course, John Kerry was caught speaking essentially the truth in his opinion yesterday on that hot mic. I'm wondering, do you believe that the Americans themselves are as well are getting a bit annoyed at this Israeli aggression and the fact that it happens every so often now?
Even if it is so, they do very little to express this. You know, a phone call by John Kerry, which was caught by the cameras or by the tape recorders, that's not exactly policy. The United States backs Israel right now, and it is in the United States' hands. And unfortunately, in the recent years, we saw the United States policy here, namely letting Israel do almost whatever it wants. So it calls for a real strategic change, by the way, for the benefit of everyone. But right now, this kind of expressions are too little and too late. And by the time that Kerry will be here and by the time he will be pushing in a very, very soft way, so many more people will be killed. And it's heartbreaking, and it's really so much in vain, so much for nothing, because after this circle will come to its end, we'll stand exactly in the same point. Israel will not lift the siege over Gaza. Gaza will remain a cage, and we didn't do anything, and we will meet again after a few months in another confrontation. I totally agree with my colleague from Beirut that this is really another chapter in this bloody chapter of the fight over the fate of the Palestinian people.
And Mr. Levy, you know, as you said, this is all for nothing, essentially, all this, you know, this loss of innocent lives. And wondering, what exactly do you believe, in your opinion, is the Israeli mission in Gaza? Is it that the Israelis wanted to stop the unity government in its tracks, or is there another mission here?
I'm not sure that Israel has strategic goals except of maintaining the status quo. And the status quo is that Israel should have peace and security. The West Bank will continue to be under occupation and Gaza under siege. That's the main strategic goal of Israel. This goal will not be achieved. And then until there will be a real change in the Israeli thinking, we will witness such circles again and again. I don't think that Israel wants to smash the Hamas, because even Israel knows that the alternative will be a Somalia in Gaza. And if they don't want to smash the Hamas, what is exactly the goal of this whole operation except of guaranteeing silence? Silence is a legitimate goal, but it can't be achieved for the long run without a change in the Israeli policy.